Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Hubert Keller's Christmas in Alsace, by Chef Hubert Keller is a holiday-focused regional cookbook that blends memoir and cultural tribute. Centered on the Christmas traditions of Alsace in eastern France, the book draws on Keller's childhood memories and presents a small collection of recipes associated with festive family meals. Keller, known as a James Beard Award-winning chef and restaurateur, frames the cooking through personal reminiscences and photographs, positioning the dishes as part of a lived tradition rather than a purely technical manual. The emphasis is on classic French foundations shaped by Alsatian influences, offering home cooks a way to recreate seasonal flavors and a sense of place. With its limited number of recipes, the book functions less as an exhaustive survey of Alsatian cuisine and more as a curated holiday menu and a nostalgic narrative about food, family, and celebration. Readers can expect a warm, region-specific approach to Christmas cooking rather than a comprehensive reference cookbook. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Alsace is a Christmas setting and culinary identity. The book's defining subject is Alsace, a region with a distinct culinary personality that is both unmistakably French and strongly local. Keller uses Christmas as the lens to highlight how place shapes holiday food traditions, from the kinds of dishes served to the way meals are structured around family gatherings. Rather than treating recipes as isolated instructions, the book frames them as expressions of a regional identity tied to childhood experience and seasonal ritual. This approach matters because Alsatian cooking is not only about flavor but also about continuity, repeating familiar dishes year after year as part of celebration. The book, therefore, reads as a cultural snapshot, a chef's remembrance of what Christmas tasted like at home, and an invitation to bring that atmosphere into another kitchen. For readers interested in regional French foodways, the value is in how the recipes are anchored to tradition and memory, reinforcing that holiday cooking often aims to preserve a sense of heritage as much as it aims to impress guests. Secondly, a curated holiday cookbook rather than a comprehensive repertoire. A key feature of Hubert Keller's Christmas in Alsace is its intentionally modest scope. It presents a limited set of recipes, positioned as personal favorites connected to the Christmas season. Rather than attempting to be a definitive guide to either Alsatian cuisine or French holiday cooking in general, that curation has strengths and trade-offs. On the positive side, the selection feels like a chef's edited holiday menu, with each dish included because it carries meaning and fits the celebratory theme. The reader is guided toward making a coherent seasonal spread instead of being overwhelmed by endless options. At the same time, the book's small size can frustrate readers who expect a large reference work, especially those accustomed to expansive indexes, multiple variations, and deep technique chapters. The result is best understood as a focused holiday companion, an intimate collection meant to be cooked from, enjoyed, and revisited as a seasonal tradition, not a one-stop encyclopedia. Thirdly, personal reminiscence and photographs as part of the cooking experience, the book blends cookbook content with memoir elements, using personal stories and photographs to convey what the holiday meant in Keller's family and how those memories connect to the food on the table. This narrative layer changes how the reader engages with the recipes. Instead of approaching the dishes only as culinary projects, the reader is encouraged to see them as part of a broader holiday experience that includes family routines, anticipation, and the emotional texture of celebration. In many chef-authored holiday books, personality is a selling point, and here it functions as an organizing principle. Keller is not simply teaching techniques but sharing a remembered tradition from his boyhood in Alsace. For home cooks, this can be motivating, since the stories provide context for why a dish might deserve a place in a Christmas menu. It also positions the book as a giftable seasonal read, appealing to people who enjoy food writing that is warm, reflective, and rooted in lived experience. Fourthly, classic French foundations adapted to a festive regional table. While the book's theme is Alsatian Christmas, its culinary perspective reflects Keller's broader identity as a French-trained chef who values classic principles. The recipes are presented as holiday dishes that fit within an Alsatian context, but they also align with the discipline of French cooking, careful preparation, attention to balance, and an emphasis on building flavor through sound fundamentals. This combination makes the book approachable for readers who want to cook in a French style without needing a full professional curriculum. It also clarifies the book's role in the cookbook landscape. It is neither an abstract survey of tradition nor a purely modern reinvention, but a personal expression of regional holiday food filtered through a chef's technique and experience. For readers, the practical takeaway is that the dishes can be used to practice foundational skills while producing celebratory results. The thematic takeaway is that regional holiday cuisine often lives at the intersection of heritage and craft, where tradition is preserved through competent, thoughtful cooking. Lastly, usability considerations in a small ebook cookbook. Reception to the book highlights an important topic for digital cookbooks. usability can matter as much as content. Some readers have pointed out limitations such as the absence of navigational aids, like a robust index or table of contents, which can make it harder to locate recipes quickly when cooking. In a holiday context, when a cook may be juggling multiple dishes and timing, easy navigation becomes a practical necessity rather than a luxury. The book's small number of recipes can reduce this problem somewhat, yet the criticism underscores that readers often expect reference features even in shorter works. This topic is useful for prospective buyers because it clarifies how to approach the book as a seasonal reading and cooking experience where you may plan ahead, mark sections externally, or treat it as a curated set you browse, rather than a tool you search rapidly in the middle of meal prep. Understanding these constraints helps align expectations with the book's intended, more intimate format. In conclusion, Hubert Keller's Christmas in Alsace best serves home cooks and food enthusiasts who want a personal, region-centered holiday cookbook rather than an expansive technical reference. Readers who enjoy chef-driven storytelling will appreciate how the recipes are tied to memory and place, with Alsace presented as more than a backdrop, and instead as the source of a seasonal culinary identity. Practically, the book offers a focused set of festive dishes suitable for building a Christmas meal with a French and Alsatian sensibility, along with the motivation that comes from cooking traditions that feel lived in rather than purely curated for display. Intellectually, it adds cultural context to holiday cooking, showing how family rituals and regional heritage shape what ends up on the plate. What makes it stand out among similar Christmas cookbooks is its narrow, intimate scope. It is a tribute to one chef's childhood traditions, supported by photos and reminiscence. Instead of a comprehensive holiday anthology, readers seeking a large catalog of recipes, extensive indexing, or broad coverage of Alsatian cuisine may find it limited, but those looking for a concise, meaningful holiday collection will find its focus and tone distinctive. If you would like to support Hubert Keller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.